Kenny Blumenfeld, our faithful climatologist, is with us as he is just about every Friday morning. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here. Happy birthday to you, and happy last day of meteorological winter, everyone.
Oh.
We begin spring tomorrow.
I thought we didn't bring in spring till March 21st.
That's the astronomical season.
Yeah,
we actually, you know, for easy climatological summaries, for decades and decades now, meteorologists and climatologists have recognized kind of three-month blocks as the seasons. So winters, December, January, February, et cetera.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad for that because it sure feels like spring here. And if I think more about history, then I feel a little bit odd. But if I think about what you're talking about and it's spring tomorrow, then it seems appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our spring is fickle. These are kind of international standards. So, you know, it's definitely going to be spring-like in the southern U.S. and in the southeastern U.S. And we might have some spring-like moments, but it would be weird even for a warm Minnesota spring if we didn't have some throwback moments in the next month or month and a half. So,
yes. So we have, I think, 45-mile-an-hour winds. It was among the most difficult bike rides that I can remember to the station this morning, because I was kind of heading into it. It was my bike ride takes me north and west, and it was, I think, a northwest wind and way above freezing. Snow in town is mostly gone. You know, we have the Bear Grease supposedly starting in Two Harbors on Sunday. So everyone's on pins and needles a little bit about whether that's going to happen or not, and wondering if spring is here to stay or what. So excited to hear what you have to tell us.
Yeah, well, that wind is a little bit of a change for us. Obviously, you know, think about what wind is doing. It's really just sort of translating for us. It's like wind is a translator. It's replacing whatever was around with something else. And that something else is basically the weather of wherever the wind is coming from. So we got a good northwesterly wind. Why is that? Well, we have one of these pretty strong cyclone. It's just getting out into northern Lake Superior right now. And it basically remained north of the border. As it approached Minnesota, so it kind of skirted along the international border, it actually produced a band of very heavy snow, but probably not witnessed by most of your listeners. Got to get up into Cook County.
Okay.
Maybe northern Lake County. They got some pretty heavy, intense snow bands. This was, you know, just overnight. They weren't particularly widespread or long-lasting, but I imagine some of the higher terrain, because the wind was blowing out of the east at the time. So coming off the lake, being lifted up the ridge, I wouldn't be surprised if we'll get some reports of 6, 7, 8 inches.
Oh.
Some of the higher terrain from those bands. On radar, even at great distance from Duluth, some of the bands in Cook County look really intense. But then the low-pressure system passed, and it's intensifying, which means its circulation is strengthening, which means the winds are strengthening. And as the winds on the backside of a low pressure, they respond to that counterclockwise circulation. So they start coming out of the north and the northwest. And that's basically what a cold front is. It's the leading edge of winds coming out of a sort of cooler direction.
Yeah.
And so there's a cold front coming through, probably on your doorstep now. I mean, Cook County's all entirely below freezing. And same is true up in like the International Falls area and along the Canadian border. Temperatures in the 20s and low 30s. And those lower temperatures are dropping southward through the state, along with some really brutal winds. We had gusts of 59 miles an hour on the sensor in northwest Minnesota.
Ooh.
And, you know, I probably no birthday sailing trips for you today.
No.
I would keep the boat in harbor. There are gale warnings across the lake and also freezing spray warnings. Those are always fun. Because as the temperatures drop below freezing, the large waves on the water are going to freeze on contact with objects. So, yeah, tough day to be on the lake for sure.
Yeah.
Not a good day for swim. Not a good day.
Yeah, right. And so, yes, the battle between summer and winter has begun. And I guess winter is going to win for a day or two, but then it sounds like it's going to go right back up again.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And there's another kind of warm-up almost guaranteed for Monday. That's going to be ahead of another low-pressure system. And that one's... Ooh, That low-pressure system is probably going to be south of the region. But, you know, before it passes south of us, we'll all be in the warm flow. And, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see mid, maybe even some upper 40s in northeast Minnesota on Monday.
Whoa.
And then we'll start cooling down as we get later in the week. The system on Tuesday probably needs to be watched for a tornado outbreak in the southern U.S. I mean, I know we mostly talk about things that are going to affect listeners, but this will be the first on Tuesday, really kind of the first of the big spring severe weather events. We haven't had much this year. Now, that's not surprising. Severe weather season generally begins in the deep south. Sometime usually kind of begins late February or between then and maybe mid-March, and then it really starts picking up, and it first is in kind of the Appalachian states and the Gulf Coast states, and then it shifts westwards to the plains by April and May, and then generally northward into our region. So kind of a nice meteorological setup in that we're going to have a early next week. There will be a good, strong spring storm. It's probably going to miss us. It might clip parts of Minnesota, but right now it doesn't have it has shown more promise as an actual winter storm for us, but it's projected path has been dropping southward pretty steadily over each new model run.
Okay.
But it is a spring storm, and it's really the first kind of highly talented weather system in the country that's bringing together warm and humid air plus cold and dry air. So it's probably going to have a band of heavy snow somewhere in the Midwest. Again, probably not us, but maybe if we're lucky. It's going to have some heavy rains. It's going to produce unfortunately, some tornadoes in areas that don't have a lot of good systems in place to protect themselves from them.
Hmm.
But it's also kind of signifying a beginning of spring.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I can't predict it, but I wonder if this then signals a pattern change where we start seeing more systems like that in the region and fewer of the types of systems that have been coming through, which have really done nothing for most of the winter.
And I'm guessing at your stage, I know you like weather in general, it would be a welcome change to actually start seeing something, like you said, talented enough to create some organized havoc.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so just, you know, a little boring insight into the work we do. We're a service organization for the state of Minnesota. We have three climatologists, and a lot of what we do is, you know, preparing data sets, giving, you know, summarizing the climate,
yep,
making tools that people can use. But we also answer a lot of questions from the public, the media. You know, we do things like this. And we also collaborate with other state climatology offices around the region. And since winter is officially ending today, we have our seasonal wrap-up call with the other climatologists. And they asked for our highlights of the last 3 months because they are they do a quarterly newsletter for each of the major seasons about the, you know, the highlights and the lowlights in the region.
Yeah.
And I want to say that Minnesota is usually the star. We are usually the star of that, you know, what, I don't know, 10 or 12 state summary. We usually are like, yeah, we've got the lowest temperatures. We've got the most snow or the most varied weather. We usually make a very good showing. And we had to report, and this is the official report that our office gave. This was the most professionally boring meteorological season of our careers.
Oh.
It's not, you know, like last year when we missed winter entirely, at least we had the kind of counterpoint that we were demolishing records, right? So it was actually quite exciting. It was depressing, but it was also interesting.
Yes.
And you know, when we get those heavy rains, you know, or something big that everyone's talking about, it can be unnerving in some ways, but it's also intellectually and professionally interesting. It yes. gives us something to summarize, something to analyze. And this season really had nothing. I mean, it's been low snowfall and dry, but nowhere near record levels, so not really outstanding. It's had some cold moments, but you know, nothing that we would consider truly cold in Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's had some warm moments. For example, 2 days ago, Wednesday, the 26th, it was 55 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
That's spectacularly warm for late February.
Yeah.
But we didn't break the record for that date, because that record for that date was actually set last year when it was 65 degrees.
Oh, right. So where are the dopamine sparks going to come from?
Yes, dopamine. And it's also, you know, the weather is generally interesting and we find the atmosphere fascinating, but it's enjoyable to have something to analyze, something to talk about. But we are taking a back seat. We are the least exciting state in the Midwest this go around.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll just have to accept it. Thank you so much, Kenny. And
happy birthday. Have a great weekend.
All right.
And we'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.